This is Radio Files, a showcase and analysis of productions from the international radio art network Radia. Today we visit TIA FM in Zaragoza in Spain.
My name is Chuse Fernandez. I am the coordinator, the director of the radio workshop TIA FM. I'm located here in Zaragoza, the capital of Aragon, a part of Spain in the north. Here in TIA FM, we work around the experimentation of new kinds of radio through many kinds of classes or seminars or workshops with people interesting about the radio and the sound communication.
I'm Miguel Deza. I'm the technical coordinator of this network station. It pronounced in Spanish, TEA FM. It came to be a culture radio art station, and also to make a radio theater. I don't know if this term is correct for
theater.
Radio drama. And also is the radio station for a radio school. We teach several techniques of radio art, the realization, creation of jingles, all the aspects of the radio. In single courses are taught here. We are in the employment institution of the regional government of Aragon, Instituto Aragonés de Empleo in Spanish. This is an institution for teaching new technologies, and of course, radio is one of the new technologies, and old technology too, but. We are surrounded by the digital recorders, digital mixers. We teach the podcasting, etc.
In the year 2008, the Aragon government in this center, the Centro de Tecnologías Avanzadas, called me to make a part of the courses for this center based on radio, but not to make courses as in the university or the usual studies for journalists or broadcasters. To make courses based on experimentations, creative radio, and everything then and now too in Spain. The great broadcasters doesn't make. In Spain, radio is based on commercial and institutional radios make the same radio. Talk shows, sports, music, and no more.
In the news, 45 words per minute. And everyone must speak at the same speed. Well, then the commercial stations.
That's why it all sounds so boring.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the musical station, the hits stations. 60 words per minute.
Y ahora vamos con el último de los temas que nos han traído desde Inglaterra en el número 27 de las listas.
Everyone speak like this.
Was it difficult to convince the place where you teach to have an emphasis on more experimental things?
It's strange, but no. Aragon is the place where the surrealism is born. Buñuel, Goya, the masters of the surrealism. And I think we have something in the ADN to make things like that. An institutional center like CTA open the doors to make courses and make broadcast on radio based on creative things. it's a little strange.
So you were employed to teach people how to make different types of radio, but I wonder, how did the actual running of the radio station come into it? Was that an initiative from yourself where you said we should have a running radio station as part of this project, or was there already the idea from the institution to have a radio station?
It's the both things. In the first course we made in 2009, in February and March of 2009, we make a lot of works in the classroom and many kinds of broadcasts. And all of these things we cannot put in a box and close it. We must to explain and to make hear everybody what we are or we was made in these courses. That's the beginning of TAFM. The things we did in the first seminar of radio, of creative radio here in the CTA. Now we have around 60 collaborators making around 40 or 50 hours of new production every week. And we have contacts and collaborations and co-productions with radio broadcasters like Radia, like UN Radio, like universities, university radios in Latin America and other places of Spain.
How many people coordinate TIA?
Just Chuse and I. Chuse makes the general coordination. I only the technical coordination. It's very simple. I don't need come here often. But Chuse makes the 95% of the works, no doubt.
You asked to me if it's very difficult to be the coordinator of the radio station and the teacher in... No, not at all. It's the same thing. More or less, the 80% of the contents of a workshop is practice, total practice. Then we can make a lot of things, real things in the studio or in the place where the people are working. And that's the way we have a lot of own broadcasts, because the pupils and the people who take part of our seminars and workshops is capable to make their own broadcast. We think the radio is where the people is, not where the radio is.
How do the students react when you introduce them to more unconventional types of radio? Is that something that people know about, or is it normally opening a completely new door for them?
At the beginning, normally students open their eyes and what's that? No? But after the first year, people know what we do at TAFM. Because our website or our transmission, and from the beginning of the project, we broadcast to the city of Zaragoza by FM and online, and we open a podcast web where everything we do is located. And when someone want to make a seminar or workshop with us, know where he or she is going to make radio.
What kind of people? What is their background? How mixed is the group of the people that are coming to your courses?
Very kind of people, from students of the last course on the universities, from journalists or audiovisual communication, to sound artists, to journalists or people working on radio stations with a lot of years of experience, but not experience around the experimental radio or the digital devices to make radio, to people only want to learn about radio or learn about the experimentation on sound, and call to us and make our workshops.
I teach the aspect of acting, and Chuse is who teach the realization aspect. And they are a specific course of radio drama too, in the school.
And the students know everything they produce, or everything they produce well, will be broadcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That's great.
It's the most interesting of this school, of this radio station is the same. It's absolutely symbiotic. Mm. And I want to say one thing. Facilities are governmental, but we are absolutely free. Nobody says you can broadcast this and you can't broadcast this one. We have absolute freedom.
Let's turn to the radio piece featured in this show, which was initiated by Jose Fernandez.
I remember four parts, four places where music is the heart of the sound. We make sound captures in places where musicians are playing or trying their instruments in the conservatory near here in the CTA, and the work of luthier. The meaning of this program was not the sound, like why the sounds. Who are the guilties of that sounds? The program is not what is the sound we can hear, nor the people who is making these sounds, why are making these sounds. That's the way I said guilties. The guilties, you are walking on the street and the semaphore is red. But to you, that's not important, and you continue walking. You are guilty to don't stop when the light is red, okay? That's the meaning of guilty to me. The guilty people is guilty to make sounds. Es culpable de hacer ruidos. A luthier is making sounds while he is making an instrument. And that noises are the guilties of the construction of the building of this instrument. Yes, in this program, I remember there were three or four different places where we make the recording of the sounds. Daniel Canelo, Miguel Deza, Laura Romero, and I. The union of these four, of the fourth parts of the program, make that that combination of makers or sound makers, okay? Not music makers, sound makers.
And now, radio show number 380, Sounds of Music by Radio Creative School TIA FM.
Abre tu mente.
Abre tu mente.
Experimentación.
Libera tu
Open your mind.
Open your ears.
get free from the spirit.
Creatividad.
Experimentación.
Imaginación.
Creativité.
Libertad.
Imaginación.
Deja volar tu imaginación.
Liberté. Laisse voler ton imagination. Nous entrons dans le monde radio.
Entramos en el mundo radio.
¿Qué sonidos produce la música? ¿Qué ruidos nos suenan a música? En los próximos minutos vamos a escuchar ruidos, voces, músicas, todo producido como consecuencia de la creación musical, la fabricación de instrumentos, el ejercicio vocal. Entraremos en la sala de ensayo, ese taller de sonidos del que salen las piezas para ser ensambladas en la cadena de montaje que es tu cabeza. Escucha y haz ruido.
El viento viene del mar, que sus sones elementales te contagian el silencio de la noche. Solo en tu cama le escuchas insistente en los cristales tocar, llorando y llamando como perdido sin nadie. Mas no es él quien desvelo te tiene, sino otra fuerza de que tu cuerpo es hoy cárcel. Fue viento libre y recuerda.
Thank you. so hung in the air. Beware. Other people may stare, but I really don't care. The society ringing like bells ringing. Another week this springing. A voice that's singing. Maybe an angel, maybe a dove. Maybe another voice from high above.
Muy bien, la parte rápida estaba, del inicio estaba todo bastante bien. El único problema, tendríamos que crear un poco más de contraste, solo pequeños detallitos. Cuando tenéis fagot, creo recordar, y no estoy seguro si fagot y clarinete o fagot, o voy, el ta 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 ta, contenutos. Ta 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 ta, ¿vale? Creo además que es la única vez que aparece. Luego, la siguiente vez, creo que aparece en el clarinete, un poco más en estacato. Ta 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 ta, ¿vale?
Clarinete no toca.
No, tú lo tienes que hacer, o sea, es distinto a cómo lo hacen ellos. No, pero olvídate, a lo mejor te lo han puesto eso, pero eso está puesto. No, o sea, lo que pasa es que mucha gente le gusta el igualarlo, a mí me gusta que sea algo súbito, algo de repente, en ellas que luego no vuelva a aparecer, ¿vale? Algo parecido a lo que ocurría, ¿os acordáis en Nielsen? Que aparecía el ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, ¿vale? Había un momento en que el clarinete le ponía acentos y era la única vez que aparecía. Entonces, a mí me gusta destacar, entonces destacarlo mucho más, que no quede tan igualado. La primera parte estaba bien, sin la referencia de la trompa, pues bueno. Luego, la parte lenta, el solo muy bien, Carmen, muy bien, ¿vale? Lo único, ya sé que al principio tiene silencio
vibraciones parásitas. Y eso hay que cambiarlo.
¿Oyes el sonido abajo?
Mi nombre es Pierre Guénégaud, soy francés y soy luthier. Y me dedico a reparar y fabricar instrumentos de música de cuerda. Fabrico guitarras, bandurrias, laúdes, todo tipo de instrumentos de cuerda pulsada y reparo todo tipo de instrumentos de cuerda, con cuerda frotada y de todo, vamos. Suelo ocuparme de instrumentos, de todos los tipos de instrumentos, tanto viejos como nuevos. Muchas veces estos instrumentos, por vicisitudes de la vida, pues padecen de los aleas de la naturaleza, los cambios de temperatura y higrometría que hacen que, como los instrumentos están hechos de madera, que es un material vivo, muchas veces pues se deforman, se despegan y por eso aquí estoy yo. Estoy con trabajo, no es muy viejo, estará de principio del siglo XX, por ahí. Tendrá unos, quizá unos 70 o 80 años, por ahí. En el caso de este instrumento particular, pues se ve que tiene el fondo despegado. Vamos a comprobar un poco cuáles son los daños que tiene, que no son pocos. Voy a dar golpecitos en la caja para notar a dónde está despegado el instrumento. Aquí está despegado. Aquí está bien. Vale, en principio solo tenemos un problema en la parte baja del contrabajo. Cada trabajo que uno hace solo, que a veces te gustaría compartir un buen chiste con alguien a tu lado, pero entonces me lo cuento a mí mismo, pero no me hace mucha gracia. Pero no veo ninguna cosa negativa a lo que hago. Me gustaría, sí que me gustaría que la gente supiera más lo que es este trabajo. Me parece que sí que está mal conocido y la gente pues tiene muchas veces ideas equivocadas sobre esta profesión. Piensan que somos unos ermitaños desconectados de lo moderno y de la tecnología, mientras eso es totalmente equivocado. Eso sí, lo negativo sería eso, que habría que mejorar, sería que la gente darnos a conocer más. Y lo que más me gusta de esto, de esta profesión o de esta actividad, pues es el hecho de, me gusta la palabra concreto, me gusta ver de manera concreta el resultado de lo que hago. No podría trabajar como informático, con respeto a todos los informáticos, pero porque no me gusta palpar y tocar y oír el resultado de lo que hago. Así que al final del día yo puedo, si estoy contento de mi día de trabajo, lo tengo delante de mis ojos. He hecho esto, esto y esto. Y además lo he hecho bien. Eso sí que es una satisfacción.
Rock and roll en estado puro. 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 Rock and roll en estado puro.
Para ser bien nacido hay que ser agradecido.
Agradecido. Agradecido.
Ser bien nacido hay que ser agradecido. Para ser bien nacido hay que ser agradecido.
Ponerla.
Creo que sí, que de ahí va a salir inspiración, de que ahí van a salir nuevas aventuras, nuevas historias, conjugar más la banda. Nos lo vamos a pasar muy bien.
Para ser bien nacido hay que ser agradecido.
Él es una leyenda viva.
Él es una leyenda viva, viva, viva.
Telecaster, 57 Telecaster. Und dann sag dir das lieber, ich komme, sag dir das.
I see, and right now you're between pictures. When do you plan to start back to work?
Qui a 60 ans.
Elvis, what's the name of those things your mother fixed me up? Ochre?
Lo que ahora me faltan pistas para todo.
Ah, sí, no, que eso no era para hacer la prueba. Ese alargador no es muy bueno, pero...
They asked me to do it, and I was anxious to do some live appearances. You know, I haven't... It's been a long time since I've been on stage in front of anybody live.
All the boys who came in Memphis, you know, the same time I did.
Vale, sí.
Oh.
Lea, sí, sí. A ver.
Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Ahí entra en la parte del con el aro. Y luego ya en el Mad Force Day a platillo ya. ¿Sabes? Pero desde el principio entra la caja ya.
Thank you. Una producción de la Escuela Creativa de Radio TAFM.
Donde todo es posible.
You can make a piece of news like everybody, or you can make the piece of news with sound ambience, with a little performing, with and the radio art contributes to the people to have more imagination, and provides you new tools to make radio. The radio art, and only as radio art, is like all the art. You can like it or you can't. It's not my favorite thing, and it's just true. But I think it's very, 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 very good tool for people. I made radio art. I don't like the results, but I made it. And I contribute with everyone who asked me for to contribute in radio art. Oh, yes, I'll be there. Mm.
Radio Files is a mobile radio production for Documenta 14 with support from Goethe Institut. For more information, visit mobile-radio.net.